die Mir Maschiach, die Ruchim Lavavitz, Hamidim came together. They wanted to take out the Ikka lessons that the Maschiach taught them in the beginning of Chelik Beis and Dachacha Musa. They have a few points that he was Meister Nefesh, he spent his life teaching. One of them is, and I quote, Ki Ein Lecha Oid Eisik Kazeh. There's nothing, there's no other thing that a Yid does, Asher Yitin Revacham Ayayis Tegedoylim, that gives so much, that has so much to offer. The Einei Eichel Sumpnai Uzman. It gives so much, it takes no time, it doesn't take any extra time, to my tefillah. Halaya Adam Ben Kachu Misparo. A person spends time davening. Three times a day, he spends so much time davening. Imrat Yasim Libay Lasek Asik Mitzvah. If only he would make an Asik out of the davening. Lahaitim Mimeno Ataliyais Valimudim, the Tiela Salimudim, Yuchulis Asher Mamish Rak Mitzvah Lechud. Very simple. What a brilliant insight. A person spends so much time davening. You make a chesed, an hour and a half, 2 hours a day. That's almost, that's practically 15% of a person's waking day. And there's so much davening has to offer. Do we get enough of davening? Do we get the revachim hayoisik gedoylim, the asik nifla that we should have from a davening? Let's look into Chazal HaKadoshim, try to find an asa, try to find hadracha, how to use this gevaldige matana that's called davening. Gemara in Brachos tells Bachlamet Beis of a chassid echad that was davening, and a tsar, an important government official who evidently had power of life and death in his hands, and this tsar meets this chassid, sees him davening, and he greets him. And strangely enough, the chassid doesn't respond. After the chassid finishes davening, this tsar, who was deeply humiliated, he ignored me, he turns to me and says, "You fool, Reka, you empty person, you just jeopardized your life. After all, who, if I would have killed you, who would have done anything?" And he asked him, "So how did you do that?" So to that, the chassid echad replies with a simple chesed. And what would be if you would be talking to a melech and your friend would come over and greet you? Would you reply? Would you respond? Because of course not. If I would do that, I would lose my head. So the chassid continues, "Me too. Ani," says, "you worried about a melech bust of a dumb. And how about me?" He says, "I am standing with a melech malchei amlachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shuchai v'kayam la'ad ula'oil mei oilamim. Alachas kama v'kama. Don't you understand why I didn't respond? You're afraid of a king. I'm talking to melech malchei amlachem." Ends up the Gemara, the tsar was appeased, and he let him go. And the first him wonder, what's going on here? First of all, what was the chassid's chesed? It was pikuach nefesh. And why? What did the tsar hear in this reply? He saw him davening. He knew he was davening. So what was the chachma that he shared with the tsar, that the tsar was inspired? Rabbi Tzai, this Gemara has so much to offer. This Gemara has so much to teach us and help us in our quest to become a davener, a better davener. You know what I think is the most obvious and maybe the most important lesson that we see from this Gemara? And it will also help us answer the kasha. You know what the godless of this chassid was? He realized what davening was. He realized, simply put, that he was talking to Melech Malchei Hamalachim, in his own words, Shuchai V'kaya, that there was an Eibishter that was real. And you know something, in his mind, just like if you're talking to the Tsar, it's disrespectful. and he turned to someone else and talked to? He's an Abish that's also real. There's a Melech Chai V'Kayam, and if I were to reply to the Tsar, that would be a booster to the Abish. And you know something? I don't know the Kavanah this Chassid had. I don't know the Dveikis he felt, or the Espastis Agasmis that he certainly experienced in the davening. But I do know what this Chassid had. He had a davening. He was talking to the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, just like the Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yutes describes davening. Kas Yedave Ishtel Reyeyu. Is there a bigger oinig? Is there a bigger oinig that you have the opportunity to talk to the Melech Malchei Hamlochim Shakol Shaloi? You know, the Yishalmi in Brachas Tes Aleph titled the Pasuk in Pasuk that's Chanon Mi Goy Gadol, who was like the nation Asher Loi Aleikim Kroivim Eilov. The Eibishter is like their Kroivim. And the Yishalmi is wondering, what does that mean? Are we related to Kaviyachol? Zuf the Yishalmi, there's a different type of kurva that the Pasuk is describing. Karei V'chol Mine Kroivim. Zabti Yishalmi, there's an Avodah Zarah, Lahavdil, that a person is very close to. He could hold her in his hand, he could play with an Avodah Zarah. But what happens when he turns to the Avodah Zarah and he prays to the Avodah Zarah? There's nothing there, it's so distant. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nira Rachaik, Yen Karat. And the Yishalmi describes in detail how far the Eibishter is, how many light years away the Eibishter is from us. And I guess best summarized, Kamahu Gavaya Mi Olamei, how distant the Eibishter is from us geographically. And in spite of us, in spite of that all, the Adam Nichnas LeBeis HaKnesses U'Mispalo B'Lachisa, he davened quietly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazen Es Tfilosa. He talks to the Eibishter, and the Eibishter is listening. And the Yishalmi has a pasuk by Chana V'Chana Medaberes Aliba, and the Eibishter heard. And then the Yishalmi says, "But no, it's not only Chana. Don't think it's only a Chana. Tzadik is Chana. V'chein Kol Bir Yosef. Every person has this unique opportunity. Shenema the pasuk in Tillim. Tfila La'ani Kiyatoi. U'Lefnei Hashem Yisboich Sisi." I guess the implication is he's an ani bedas, an ani b'maisim, hinani a ani memash, and he has the opportunity, l'fnei Hashem, yishbech sichi. But listen, what do you tell me? Ka'odam ha-mashiach ba'oizen chaveray, is like a person who whispers in his friend's ear, v'hu shemeya. And the Yishalmi concludes, v'chiyes v'cha le'kai karev mizeh, shu karev le'b'yoysav kipel la'oizen. That's the pshat. Mi goy gadol asheloi elokim kroivim eilav. The Eibishter is so distant yet so close. Lefnei Hashem, like the Yishalmi's lashon, ka adam hameshiach ba'oizen chaveiro. You know, when you see the Yishalmi, the only reaction that we could think of is ashreinu, 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 yidish the kinder. Look what a davening is. Mi goy gadol gevalt. Look what a davening is. You know, there's a chazal, dai gibelevis, yasichenu lachem. You have a problem, try to find someone, pour out your heart. And Zabti Yishalmi, you know what tefillah is? Lefnei Hashem yishbech sichi. A person has a tshuka, he wants to steig in learning, he wants to grow in learning, and he finds it hard. You know what the Yishalmi is telling you? Yidl, wake up. Lefnei Hashem, go in and daven a mincha and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, Ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv dasus tvuna. That's where you have to pour out your heart. A person has a problem, he's looking for a siddach. You know what the eitz is? You know what the goy gadol has that eitz? Eibishter, you are the mezavik zivugim. Whisper in his ear, Rabbeinu Shalom, I want a siddach. Someone needs panasa. And he tries this and he tries that, but he has the wrong address, he has the wrong number. There's an Eibishter that's Karai. The Eibishter is Kili HaKesef, Li HaZov. He has to cry out, Ana Hashem HaTzlichana. That's the answer. someone has a problem with gesund. You know what the right doctor is? Kikael Melech Roifei Neman V'Racham On Oto. That's the address. It's Tudvei. He has pain. He has worry. He goes into shul. He takes out a ma'ariv. L'fnei Hashem Yishbarech Sichi. Someone has problems with children. You know, I heard a yid. He once told me how he davened and he was successful. Banim Atem Hashem Alekeichem. He tells the Yevusah. It's my child, but it's also your child. Look how my child is slipping and falling, and look at the averus he's doing. I have pain, but you also have pain, Abister. Nei Hashem Yishbech Sichi, the Heimishkeit, the non-kite that the Yishalmi says that you should feel in a filler. Avada Chavruse Klapi Shmaya, the Gemara says, but there's an attitude. There's an attitude that this guy Gadol has, that is craving, there's a karai, the chol minei kurvais, the snei Hashem yishtach sisi. And this is not a chiddush. This is din ha-gemara, this is gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, it's a gemara in Sanhedrin, in Shulchan Aruch, tzadik ches aleph, when a mitzpalel, besides pirish ha-milev, zot the mechaba, the yachsev ki'ilu shchina k'negdai. Ki'ilu shchina k'negdai. There's an Eibishter right in front of you that wants to hear your tefillah. And like the Messiah Hashem describes it so vividly in words that we dare not even say. So why do I have to stand there and tell this to you? You know why? Because when it comes 7:45 in the morning, and there are people that are deep in the island of Zalyonim, you only wonder, what's with davening? What's with the matana taiva that we have? If it comes time for mincha and people are walking around as if they have nothing else to do with their time, mamas, they don't know what to do with their lives. Megeitahim, megeitahed. Yisrael Gadol, what kind of opportunity you have? You know, I always like to think back. It's about 20 years already. It's Elul. Tuftin Mem Gimel, I had the schus, I went to see the disciples of Chayin Levarach. It was a Matzoi Shabbos, one of the late Matzoi Shabbos. And the way it was, this was the end of his life already, and he had very little koyach, and people lined up, and he took people until he passed. It was near collapse, and then the door closed, and that was it. I remember vividly the scene, the feeling that I had, we all had. There was a atmosphere of worry, of tension, of anxiety, that you could almost touch with your fingers. What's that? Here you are, you're 3 or 4 feet away from the Heiliger Stipel of Goy and the Poyo Yeshua. And if you get in and you tell him you're sorry, you tell him your problem, you ask him for your bracha, there is a hope in the side. The Goy is like this Baruch Hu Mikayim, the Rashi Bahaz. But it happened and it always happened. There was a time the door was closed. I'm sorry, that's it. And you, mamas, you were an inch away, you were a step or two away for all everything you wanted. Avada, there's a bracha, there's a halacha of getting a birchas tzaddik. Because tzaddik goyza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. You know what I wonder? And how about if there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim directly? How about if the Eibush, the Betzach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mis'avah L'Tfilosin, he's waiting for our tefillah, that we should have the opportunity, L'fnei Hashem Yishbarech Sisi? Why is it there are davenings that just we let slip through our fingers? And that's the problem. You don't see the Avis in front of you. You don't see the Melech Tel Chai Dekayim that's right in front of us, that's able to give us everything. You know what my biggest aspirus in the Gemara in Brach is? By this Yichasid, there was an Eibishter, there was a, like the Pasuk in Yeshua, Kikael Chai Bekir Bechem, there was an Eibishter in front of him. And he, just like he saw the Tsar, he saw the Eibishter. And I believe that when the Tsar heard that, when he heard the Tzmimus, when he heard by this Yid, just like I, the Tsar, is a reality, so too there's an Eibishter, there's a Kel Chai Bekayim, that's also a reality. For that he has Derech Eretz. He wasn't just mumbling, he wasn't just saying words, he was talking with Melech Malchi Amlochim. That's the derech to steigen tefillah. to see you're not saying words, you're talking to the Melech Shakol Shaloi. You know, father once came to me and said, you know, I have a problem, my Yossi, my 10-year-old. He doesn't daven. I set him up, I bought him a stand, I have him a siddur, and I give him the place, I tell him to say it. He just can't do it, he's too jumpy. What do I advise him? If I have to be honest, the advice I gave him probably was better for me and you than for a child. But I think it was a very practical piece of advice. I asked him, tell me, what happens when you're walking with Yossi in the street and you meet the Rosh Yeshiva? So as a proud father, probably what do you do? You say, Yossi, give shalom to the Rosh Yeshiva, right? Tell me what happens. I said, what do you mean, he gives shalom? He gives shalom, really? And tell me what happens if the Rosh Yeshiva says, Yossi, how old are you? Where are you learning? What are you learning? Where are you going for the summer? Does Yossi answer? He goes, yeah, yeah. He goes, really? He goes, why are you so surprised? He goes, I can't understand, I asked him. So why is it he could talk to the Rosh Yeshiva? He's not jumpy, and by davening he becomes jumpy. What's the shot? Why can he talk to the Rosh Yeshiva, not to the Yevista? And then he started smiling, and he realized my point. You know what it is? Because Yossi knows he's talking to the Rosh Yeshiva. Does Yossi know that he's talking to the Yevista? Did you ever tell Yossi, does he tell me that Titus Phila is Lefnei Hashem Yishpach Sisi? Did you ever try to tell him in his vocabulary what the Mesil Tesarim defines Phila? Maybe that's the problem. Yossi davening is reading words, and he's not a parakeet, he's not a monkey, he can't just sit and read words. He gets restless. But if he would see that relationship, if he would see the dialogue, if he would see the kelchai, the kayim, the fima, the gosai. And that's the problem. And you know something, maybe it's hard to teach a child this reality, but we're adults, we understand it, we could understand it. We see a Shulchan Aruch, the Yerikilus Chinek Kenegdai. And that's the first step in steiging in Tfilah. And I once said, I made a list, and I quote, this is a partial list, there's more. How many halachas, how the bulk of Hilchas Tfilah is based on this reality, on this absolute Messias that a Yid has the tzchus to talk like the Messias Sharm Taitis Hashidabi Ishariyeyu. The halacha is, be quoting the Zohar Kaddish by Shmanesh, you're not allowed to look around, you have to your eyes closed, look into the Siddur. What's that? This is what Mr. Brewer quotes the Zohar Kaddish. Because it's disrespectful. You open your eyes, you're looking at the Shechinah, like the Mr. Brewer and Tzaddik Aleph, she's cotton balls. I saw them as the first time, I was amazed. Where's the Shechinah? I'm looking at the Shechinah, my eyes are open. But Chazal felt every year to be able to at least visualize the Shechinah connector. You step back three steps. What's the shot? The Rishonim say, because it's a gisha, there's a way you come close to a melech. There's a melech in front of you. Hashem Tzva say Tifrach, what's the problem? He's been davening all this time. But a person is overcome with fear, with pachat. He can no longer talk. He's standing in front of the melech, malchei melachim. So he asked the Avis to give me siyach l'shmai to get a word out edgewise. Because it's a chin in front of you. Baruch atah, you bow down. What's the bowing? It's bowing in front of a chinah that's in front of you. And each step of davening, the atah, you, who's you? There's a dialogue, there's a sikha, l'fnei Hashem that's going on. You step back, which side you bow to first, you have to figure out which side the chinah is. There was a reality, there was the Messiah that you could touch and feel of l'fnei, mi ata oimei. You know how to spit milishmein esra, because that's disrespectful to the Shechinah. But you know what I think is the most amazing? In halacha and befad al pitabola, there's an itzachamah to daven loud ishmein esra. It's only balacha. What's that? It's machab and tuchnerach and al pizoye, it's itnach erge. Nirikit kaisa. Talking to the Abishta, you think the Abishta doesn't hear you? You have to raise your voice? Just daven quietly, don't worry. You know what that means? Every bar mitzvah up is expected, or better yet, demanded to see the Shechinah as such a reality that if he feels, why can't I say a little loudly? He's a kaifa. The Eibishter is so real in front of him that by saying it loudly, he's showing he doesn't have that realization. That means me and you and each and every one of us, this is not for tzaddiki olam, for every single person. That's how much is a shin in front of you. That's the first lesson we take from this Gemara. To feel the melech malchei hamlochim that's chai v'kayam. Believe me, you'll daven differently. And like every other good thing, it's not overnight. But the more you develop this attitude that the Eibishter is real, there's a real Eibishter that every part of Shemayna Esra reminds you of that reality. That's one lesson I think we can glean from this Gemara. But it's a different lesson. Imagine if I were to stop here and hand out papers, pens and papers, and ask each of you, fill out, what do you really want? In other words, you know, there's a day of dream comes true. I want this, I want that. And don't be reserved, don't be shy. Write whatever you want. All of your ritzoinis, your bakashas, your she'ifas. You could imagine with an azar oilam. Each person has a whole list. You probably come up with a few hundred different requests. And then I would hand out a second pile of paper. Each person should write on the paper, what's the right source for me to get my request? In other words, his fabulous, we all know what it is. The doctor, for four, you go to a doctor. For finosa, you have to have connections. For shidduchim, you have to have a shishatchin. And the chavrus, you have to go to the mashkiach. You know, you could, all the motions that we make as human beings. But who is really deciding? Who has the final word? Who does my granting my request really, really depend on? Write it on the second piece of paper. I have no doubt I would collect, if I have to collect hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of papers from Yidden, there would be one and only one answer. Could you imagine? There's thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of requests, and all of them, there is one proper address to whom we should turn to. We, Maminim b'nei Maminim, that the cornerstone of our Muna, Shehu Levadei Osa Oysa V'yasa L'chol HaMaisim, that pays every person and everything he wants and his dreams and his she'ifas, his aspirations, his life, his day, his night, his shidduch, his gezun, his panasa, his learning, is all tali in bayri oivah. Did I say a chiddush? Did I say something shocking, something revealing? And yet that's the Yiddish tefillah. And again, my only response that I could imagine is ashreinu. All of our sichi, all of our wants and needs is lefnei Hashem. David HaMelech, Tait says in Tillim, Harchev Picha V'Amalehu. Zot Rashi, Lishol Yimeni Kol Taivas Libcha V'Amalehu G'chol Asher Tishol Amale. That's the Yiddish Tefillah. The whole endless list of needs is Harchev Picha, open your mouth in davening. And I guess David HaMelech understood it so clearly and so accurately when he described himself, when he defined himself, va'ani tefillah. See, David knew that's his essence, that's his very being, that's his panasa, and that's his gezund, and that's his atzlacha, and that's his gasvius, and his ruchnius, is the tefillah that he's zeicha to say. The Me'iri and Brachis, Aflamet HaMebeis, and the Mishnah asks the obvious kasha. There are so many halachas in Hilchos Tefillah. You have to daven kovod rosh, hachna, and most surprising, he says, the halacha, you know how to stop and greet and answer. Fred the Miri, why Krishna you're allowed to, and all of a sudden Tefillah you're not allowed to? Zot the Miri, you know why Yagid is not to be mafsik in the middle of Tefillah, as opposed to Krishna? Because Tefillah is different. Everything, the very essence of the Yid is his davening. The hang in Hadvarim Hamisabim the Levenu Das Amiti the Ian Achrechi al Kol Masha Dienu. Whatever we have, whatever we want, whatever we need, Shakol Mi Ita, it's all from Bari Oilam. The Hula Vadoi Adoin Hakol. It's all in his hand. The keys are in the Abish's hand. Lehetiv Lanu Bahitivnu Ulugamlanu Kvimasenu Lehera Oy Lehetiv. You know why Tefillah has so many halachas? Because Tefillah is a person's hatzlacha. A Tefillah is a person's survival. And maybe for Krishna it might be acceptable. But now, you're talking to the Melech Shakol Shaloi. You're talking to the Melech Chayt Echayim L'chol Chay. There's something else on your mind? You're worried about something else? What a beautiful deher in what a davening is. The long list of our bakashas is all in the davening. And libi oimli, that's the pshat in the Gemara. That chassid echad, he was so above any danger. Maybe for me, I would see a star, I would be frightened. But he saw not only the star, he saw the Melech Chai, the Kayim in front of him. And just like the star was real, there's an Abishah that's real. And boy, was he in good hands. Did he have anything to worry about? He was together with the Mechalkel Chayim. What's the fear? You know, I once gave a muscle. Imagine a person has a condition. He has a breathing condition. And he has to get medical attention. If not, it could be dangerous. He's alone. And he has an attack, he's in trouble. Let's say the person is in the biggest hospital in the world. Is there anything to worry about? There are hundreds of people that can help him. Right? He's in the safest place possible. The Tsar understood, the Chassid understood. Now I'm worried? Tsar Ayin, Tsar Aher, there's a Melech Chai, Kael Chai, the Kayim in front of me. Lefima Degosse, of course. He realized there's no sakana. Why the halacha is for us? That's a smooth. We look in the mafarshim, but for that chassid, he had nothing to worry about. That Rabbi say is the second lesson I see from this gemara. Realize what the davening is to us. Realize how important the davening is to us. The Chinuchim, it's a tough Lama Gimel, in a few words, captures the essence of a davening. And he says the taivis and the brach that a person needs depends on what he does. So what should he do? What should he do if he needs gezunt and panos and atzlocha? He's up there, pasach lam pesach, the Eibishter gave them an address. Baseyasigu kol misalaseyem l'toiv, v'hu seyivaktu mimenu baruch. The address for all of our needs is the davening that we have. That's the Yiddish Tefillah. The Yiddish Tefillah is the Yid that understands that whatever he wants is totally in the davening. Rabbi Yeruchim in the Parshas Mishpatim, the Das Torah, writes about something that to him is from the Ployim Hayoisi Gedolim. The most difficult thing that for him to understand. And he gives a marshal. What is it? The marshal, the Baruch of Atzah Chayinan that we say in Shemayin Esther. A person would think and would realize the Yediyah Gemura, Ki Kan, right now by the Baruch of Atzah Chayinan Liodam Das, Tzarechu Lahasik Das. He's going to spend his day learning. He wants Atzlach in learning. And right now is when he gets the Das that he needs, so desperately needs. Vim layasik zekan, if he doesn't get it now by his davening properly, loytia laydas the shum oifen the yitzim mamish barvere. If he doesn't get it now, he won't have it. The Baruch Bey used to say, "Adi tov vazich veinit by a haver rabba, vinich nit nechadesh." The day he doesn't cry by a haver rabba, he's at zeichet to say a chiddush, because he had that avona. Here's where it's all at. The davening, the avarabah, the atachoinen. But he says, but Rabbi Yochum continues, V'yidua gam kein se miyavakesh be'emes, if he'll daven like he should, karev Hashem l'chol karev, v'azu batuach. So Fred, Rabbi Yochum, so why is it that people don't daven by Yashar Chayinim? They spend their day for das, they need das. You know what I would answer to that question? Because they don't see davening like that. They don't see the nechitzas, the absolute necessity in a davening. Someone once asked me, am I allowed to daven for kleinigkeiten? For small things, nothing that's life and death. I told him, you know, you don't know what davening is? Who else are you supposed to turn to for the kleinigkeiten? Do you believe Chalil and Shituf? And that's the lesson of this Gemara. The Meiri understands that you can't do anything in the middle of davening because everything is in the davening. To that question, because they don't see davening like that. They don't see the nechitzas, the absolute necessity in the davening. Someone once asked me, am I allowed to daven for kleinigkeiten? For small things, nothing that's life and death. I told him, you know, you don't know what davening is? Who else are you supposed to turn to for the kleinigkeiten? Do you believe Chalil and Shituf? And that's the lesson of this Gemara. The Meiri understands that you can't do anything in the middle of davening because everything is in the davening and everything has to be gotten from a davening. You know, sometimes I think we suffer from the problem that the 10-year-olds suffer from. We are told to daven and get up and say words, and it's a lot of words, I must admit. Not saying words. You're not doing a meister kois, you're not a parasite. You're a yid that has a bracha called tefillah, that everything and anything you want is totally in that davening. And maybe that's why we don't daven properly. And maybe that's why when it comes 7:45 or 4:30, there are people that don't know bichlal, there's a davening in the veld. Someone came to Flame Zalman once, and he poured out his heart to all the stories. Flame Zalman, of course, expressed his sympathy, and then he wanted to teach him something, a lesson, and with so much ahava, and with so much love, he tells me, you know what I do when I have a problem? I'll tell you, I don't go to anybody. I go to the Eibishter. I go straight to the source. You know, there's so much chokhmah in that. In the morning, you have a problem, there's a shachris. In the afternoon, if you have a need, there's a mincha. At night, if you have a request, there's a ma'ariv. The kuzri writes. Davening is like the three meals that we eat. The shachris is like the breakfast that keeps you till the mincha, which is like the lunch. And the mincha is what keeps you going in the afternoon till the ma'ariv. What a beautiful analogy to what sustains us and what we survive on and what gives us the atzlacha. It's the shachris, it's the mincha and the ma'ariv. Can you imagine if we would have this attitude to davening? But the problem is maybe we don't know what to daven. Maybe it's just reading the words. I recently saw a beautiful, beautiful letter written by Simson Pinker Zecheinu Levracha. Amichta Chizik, he calls it. Someone who's having terrible problems. So he writes that, you know, you have very serious, very severe problems, and I can't help you. You must look for outside help. And when you hear those words, if you have a little experience what that means, probably a doctor, maybe a psychologist, that's usually what it sounds like. You have to get other help. Yeah, your problems are too intense. I can't do anything for you. But I'll tell you who to go to. I'll give you the address that I guarantee you will solve all your problems. Listen, Rabbi Say. Listen and try to visualize the letter was written to you. Because the letter is written to us. And I wish someone would send me this letter 3 times a day. The address that you need, the answer to your problems. The right person, Koyrin Loi Hashem Yisbara. His name is Hashem Yisbara. And he has who chazak ma'oid she'be'emes who bara hakol. He made the world, he made your problems, he gave you your needs, he did it all. He could guaranteed help you. And more so, he says, I know, be a dear, he loves you. I need idea besides you, gam oyev oyscha ba'oifin isi. He loves you on a personal level. And not only that, not only does he want to help you, he's waiting for you to visit. Who mchake bekilyon einayim, and then he says, but you're thinking, who doesn't know? What kind of, who doesn't know about davening? You're right, he says. And this is so emes. This is so emes. Everybody knows what davening, that is a davening. But few people know what davening is, he writes. People think davening is madregis and in yonim, which is true, he says, of course. But they don't realize ha'ikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ishes berura chai v'kayam she'efsa litvais oisai kesha ishi. It is an able that you could talk and tell your problems and with the oilama hischa'ach say mi she'oisaka. No one was disappointed by visiting the able to kaviyachol. And it's the ikka he writes, this will be a kesha ishi l'sapole al boyesu l'cha and ask over and over again. And he'll give you the answer. And he cautions this person. He cautions all of us, I guess. And I'm warning you, he says, if someone gives you a different answer, different address, it's a pity. It's a waste of your money and your energy, because that's the right address. Davin Kaveh al Hashem Chazak v'yamech bibecha. And he signs the person that doesn't know you, but knows chaval she'ena yodeya leheichan lechafe. You have a problem and you don't know who to turn to. Chaval, how that letter is talking to each and every one of us. Chaval on the establish that we sometimes make. Avada, there's a chiyav of establish. But we all said, we all realized there's the one address, there's the one mucker to all our needs. How many people fit the description of this tragic letter? Make that terrible mistake. They run around not realizing the right address. How many people could have more of a geschmack, more of a chias, more of a chesik in the davening if they only would know what davening is the way we describe the davening? But chaval she'ena yodeya, who he doesn't know. How many people would see the end to their trouble? Yes, would be the end of the troubles if there would be another davening. There's a beautiful lesson in the Yal Ketilim Kuf Lamed Gimel. Taitis the Pasuk, what the Yirmiyah said, Shom Yashavnu Gam Bachinu. Zof the Medrash, the Ebishter said, Yirmiyah said, Meyed Ani Elai Shemayim V'oret, Ilu Bachisam Bachia Achas Asha'atem B'tzion Loi Gilisim. You were subject to such a terrible gullus. If only you would have cried one more time, you would have not had this gullus. And when I saw the marriage, I couldn't understand it. You think Eden didn't cry at the time of the Churban? I have no doubt Eden cried and cried and cried. But that's not what Yirmi was saying. That's not the message. Ilu v'chisim oid v'chia achas. Sometimes it's cumulative. It's another tefillah, and that's the end to our tzaris. And Yirmiyah saw that was the problem with the Bechiyah Achas. It was another tefillah. Believe me, the best and the most important eitzah is to know what the davening is. And naturally, there are other eitzahs. Avada person has to know what he's saying. See, Stam, Amaitse Kaifa Alma, there won't be a time in the davening. The Mishnah Berurah members, the Rishonim say, there's an inyan to learn Pirush HaMilah. And today that's so easy. It's worthwhile, it's kedai, it's yes, it's an investment of a lifetime to learn and know what you're saying. I always found an eitzah that is instant results to prepare for a davening. Get ready for a davening. Don't fall into a davening. And you could see it b'chush. You think, it doesn't have to be even a minute. Think what we just said, what the davening is, what it means, the Fnei Hashem, Yishpoich Sichi. And I guarantee you there'll be a change in your davening. The Chayodim and Samachescha, he writes about himself what he saw when he prepares for a davening. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch. You can't just fall into a davening. Mechaba Paskin, you're supposed to pause and wait. Kishir Shnei Pesachim. But that's the problem, we fall into a davening. You know what Chazal describe our achana for davening? You know the pasuk that Chazal quotes? It's such a brilliant way of describing a yid's approach to the davening. Hikoy likras elekecha Yisrael. Many halachas, the hilchas, achana l'tfila, are based on that pasuk. You know what the message is? You're not walking into shul to read a bunch of words, or because the waker kicked you out of bed. Hikoy, prepare yourself. Likras elekecha Yisrael. There's another opportunity. Lifnei Hashem Yisbayach Sichi. There's an Eibishter that's so carved. Kipela Oizen. And if you don't believe that, it's Nerek Kikaifa. If you want to raise your voice slightly, it's Nerek Kikaifa. Because there's like Kecha Yisrael, that's real Chai V'Kayim in front of you. I used to love to watch Rabbi Yankee Zecheinu Levracha prepare for Yisrael Nesra. And every day was the same steps. First he would close his rekel, close the button, and then he would fix his payas, fix his beard, he would straighten out his hat, and that's the way he started his davening. I don't know, I can't tell you Rabbi Yankee's kavanis, but I saw daily, three times daily, the simple Hikayin Likras Elekecha Yisrael. That's a wonderful Eitzer, Rabbi Yisrael. Prepare. Avada, someone could learn before davening. That's a wonderful. For the Chol HaPachas, this attitude, the mindset, there's a Lekecha Yisrael in front of you. The Chofetz Chaim in the Ashmatas Hashem Oilam gives an Eitzer, which he himself used to do. Before you say a bracha of the Shemayin Esther, pause and think, what am I now asking from the Eibishter? What am I now saying to the Eibishter? You know, because Shemayin Esther is not just one big, long statement. You're asking for das, you're asking for slis, you're asking for a fua. And if you make it, you individualize each bracha has more meaning and more import into your life. And avada, each eitzah will help you. Tefasta, merubalai, tefasta, is also reality. You can't chop all the eitzahs. But the ikka, the eitzah that I try to convey to you this evening, realize how important the davening is. There are other parts of davening that we can't even begin to touch upon this evening. The dveikas, the kirvas, the lekim, apsuki, the zimra. But at least start with the Shemayin Esra and start to cultivate that feeling, that reality, lefnei Hashem, there's an Eibishter that you're talking to, Kavi Yochel. This someone once came to a Rav and he asked an excellent question. I don't understand this davening business. Three times a day I have to get up and tell the Eibishter what I need. I need das, I need gezun, I need refuah. Doesn't the Eibishter know what I need? Do I have to tell him? So the Rav's reply was so wise and so penetrating. Because you know that that's not what davening is. You don't have to tell the Eibishter, remind the Eibishter what you need. You have to remind yourself and tell yourself what you need. You need das. And this is the biggest pillar. If you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. Davening is to tell yourself what you want. Remind yourself what you need. And now is the opportunity with Mei Hashem Yisbayach Sichi. Maybe that's an Eitzah. Listen to what you say. Listen to what you need. Remember what you need. And now is when it's taking place. The morning is the Shachris. The afternoon is the Mincha. The evening is the Ma'ariv. Three times a day we remind ourselves what we desperately need. A yid once shared with me his terrible pain. It wasn't a tzar, it was a deep disappointment, I could say. He's a very successful businessman, a very wealthy businessman. But he didn't make it in the conventional way like everybody else, as he comes from a wealthy family. He went to college many years. He knew the ins and outs of business. He was what you call a self-made man. He did it on his own. And that often invited people to ask him, hey, what's your secret? You know, if it comes from a wealthy family, you know, I don't have it. But he was one that people wanted to follow. And he told me, people ask me this all the time, and I tell them what I really, really, truly believe is the answer, what he had a deep commitment to these words, by davening. Be honest, you're right, I don't have anything, I don't have the business, the acumen, I don't have the training, but my davening is a davening. I take my davening seriously. I'm there on time, I daven, and every day I know my most important meeting is my davening. And from time to time, people will hear this, and the reaction is something like this. Come on, really, I want to know, I want to make $50 I can give to the doctor to tell me the secret. And he's so deeply disappointed. That's where he talks. Is it so hard for a maimon to believe that a person's atzlacha is totally in his davening? Is it so hard to believe that everything is my davening? And I told him, you know something? That's our problem in davening. It's your disappointment and it's my disappointment. Because when I see people throwing away their davening, I have the same deep pain. He doesn't realize he's throwing away his day. The Gemara Nida says, on so many things that are important to us, on panasa, on learning, on children, ha'baloi ha'loi sagi. So the Gemara Yitayer, you'll work and you'll try and you'll make your status, but without the davening, you're not going to succeed. And when I told, when I see boys passing away a davening, I have the same pain. But you know something? That's the problem. Because in the yeshiva, they don't know what the davening is. So then when they're old and they're wise businessmen, they can say, come on, what's the real secret? They missed the boat when they were young, and later that problem is once again resurfacing. They don't realize, ki Hashem yiten chach mipiv da'asus funa. That it's the davening, it's lefnei Hashem yishbech sichi that gives a person aslof. Let me be Messiah, Rabbi Say. With varim hayoytzim in halei, that I could be made hayoytzim umka dalibi, that I hope and I pray will be mechnos in el halei. Glicklich is the person. Glicklich is the person that learns what a davening is. I'm not talking about grace to kavanis and grace is fast as agasmias, but knows that a davening is lefnei Hashem yishbech. Like we said, there's a talking with the melech chai v'kayim in front of you, and what are you asking for? Anything and everything. Kleinekeit and groiskeit, gasmias, ruchnias. This is your opportunity. And the ployim ayoyis to gedoylim is that everything depends on this, and if in le'achtav emasai. Because whether you realize this or not, whether you can understand this or not, everything that's so dear to us in life depends on our davening. Now it's the learning, and then there's a time you start to raise a family, this shidduchim and this panasa and this gezur, and then this children's atzlacha. There's a yam that goes into Tzorchei Amcha Yisrael Merubim. And the Aleph of our Yiddish Amuna is, it's totally all in the Melech Keil Chai V'Kayo. It's totally in the way we talk to him, the way we employ him. It's the one address, the only address that we could turn to. A person has all his needs, but Glicklich is the person that has the right address. Och und vei, Rachman of Islam, the person that thinks is a different address, that goes through these yeshiva years and doesn't not coin of this midan is gover that's called tefillah. And believe me, it happens. A person could learn, but he wasn't coin of that midah was called tefillah. And I tell you, och in vei of azamen. He has a life ahead of him with so many needs and so many bakashas and so many ritzoinis. But chaval, he doesn't know who to turn to. He doesn't know that the atzlacha is the davening. Davening, each person can say vanit tefillah, because that's the reality. So Chafetz Chaim, the Chaim Britsky used to say, a great guy, you think it's a great thing? The Chafetz Chaim Tfilas Ason is Kabel. It's not a Chiddush. And his Chaim Tehle Gewerte was, Eret Nebistin Di Meret Mit Abrude. You talk to the angels like you talk to your brother. Hey, Yasiya, give me something. Give me the ball. I want to play. I need something. You know, there's so much Chachma to that. That's davening. Lifnei Hashem Yishbayich Sichi. There should be a real bakasha, a real feeling of a need for that davening. Because me, to me, goy godla, shaloyali kim kroivim elov. Karev Hashem l'chol koyrov. The more we daven and we steigen our davening, we'll be zoicha to see the reality of karev Hashem l'chol koyrov, l'choyla sheikra'uhu b'yemen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.